The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went home, and the crowd came to gather again, so that Jesus and the disciples could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And that the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of his mind, the demons he cast out demons." I read that a little bit backwards, but. And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. But his end has come. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit, they can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of eternal sin, for they have said, "He is an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at these who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
I'm sweating up here. I'm not really used to really formal things and how things are structured. I'm always, you know, kind of in the present, in the moment. And so that's one of my downfalls, right, that I'm always in the present and moment. So things like this kind of, like, gives me shivers, you know. But they're good. It's good. Because that means I'm learning. That means I'm, you know, allowing myself to be led. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank Pastor Corey for the invitation, and also praying for me, because I told him too I was scared, which is a good thing, right? You know, as far as the readings I've and the gospel, how the Holy Spirit works, I can tell you a story, and it'll be my story, right? I was not raised in religion. I was not raised in Roman Catholics or any kind of Protestant or anything like that. I had no religious background, even though I am Hispanic. I'm from Puerto Rico. You figure maybe I should be Roman Catholic. But I was not in any shape or form in knowing anything about God or His Spirit or His Son or anything. Raised in Chicago in the 1960s, early 70s, there was a lot of ethnicities all around. And yet, as we know how it, being around others, it can be kind of a little frightening as well. And so I kind of grew up with a fear of the other. I grew up with a fear about, you know, people that didn't even look like me, what they were going to do or how they were going to act. And so many years growing up, that fear was always present. And so because there was things within me that I did not understand. I've went into the world in a lot of different ways and experienced a lot of different things. After so many years of kind of experiencing what the world had to offer, I found myself very hopeless. I found myself in a place that it was really dark, very dark. I endured a lot of shame and guilt, not only the things that I have done, but what has also been done to me. Throughout the years, I started to say, I need to get some help. And so part of this help, I started going to different types of churches, denominations, different types of scientific help like therapy. I started looking at the two different of type of help that I can get to kind of get out from where I'm at in my life and the hopelessness. And so religious and also what we call kind of circular. And one of those, and those two things in some shape and form started to work together as the Spirit of God started to infiltrate my own thinking, my own way of being, not only of the past, but of the things that I was holding on to. And I believe that there's changes started to take place, not because of my own type of power or my own doing or my own way of thinking, because I was really trapped. And so as I started to read more the gospel and started reading more the scriptures and getting therapy, I started finding that there was a common denomination in here or a common theme, and that it was unity, love, forgiveness, help, get outside of myself. And I started seeing that, and it was more vivid and more real. Don't get too quiet on me, please. Don't get too quiet on me. And so it was becoming so real. And then transformation started taking place. I was still facing the fears because I still had to be with others, with human beings just like me and those that were also that I was afraid of. Well, God in his humor, and since, you know, now I'm in a Lutheran church, he puts me as a deacon. And I said, how do you do that? How did you work that out? Because I would have never saw that coming. Not in 1,000 years. The courage. But the courage comes because of the pain and the suffering and allowing others to start talking to me in my life and being part of my life. He started to build relationships with the people that sometimes I had feared. And he started building relationships, not so much from here, but from here. And then I started to say, wow, then there may be some truth about the gospel and the readings. And so I have to attest about that. I have to be a witness to that, that I know that it's real. I know that it becomes a way of life for me. It becomes like my brothers and sisters in Christ, like you guys here today, you brothers and sisters here today. When I first walked into the door, I was greeted and said, well, good morning. Somebody said good morning to me. That's how I can tell whether the Spirit of God is in the place. That's how I can tell that the word is being fulfilled in my life and in the lives of others that are here today. And the encouragement that comes from the word of God. Now, I'm 62 years old now. You know I'm getting a little old, right? I mean, my body's not the way it used to be. But the inward man that's within me is always being renewed. Just like when I came in through that door and somebody greeted me, I'm being renewed. I'm being renewed by the same Spirit that's within me and within you. Despite what's going on all around me, all around the world, we're being renewed. And this is how it's done. Building relationships. I'm thankful that I started to listen and build relationships with people. Truly, my family is, there's my wife there, she can tell you. I really call my family those that have been encouraging me in Christ and guiding me through these times in my life, each and every day. And so that's who I say my family are. I had a big struggle a long time ago, years ago, about who I identify with. Do I identify with my culture? Do I identify with whatever was going on? Or do I really identify with the Word of God in my life? I know this is heavy, but I just want to thank you because you're allowing me to be in your presence. You're allowing me to be here. And that's the beauty of the gospel. We don't know how it happens, but we know that it does. And so as this was written, and it says that we know what we know, I tell you, I know what I know. And I can see the love. I can see that you care. And I can see that you're willing, as what Rory said earlier, that this, you're taking some steps to see things a little bit differently by inviting others. And that just shows that this is really happening in real time, the Spirit of God working in this church and this community. And so may God bless you for that. May he continue blessing you. I like this quote right here that says, renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of the world in need. If that ain't the Spirit working in this community, I don't know what that is. And I really want to... if you let me, you know, being that I'm Puerto Rican, I'll talk to you all for a couple of hours, right? But I do want to say is that I'm really thankful, grateful that I'm here to share a message of love, of unity. Thank you very much. And may you be blessed.